Apologetic Podcast. I am Darrell.
And this is Reese.
We're going to start it off with our brother, Keon Avaya Yahoo. Go ahead, bro.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
So, I got the truth. I would say I was definitely living every day out of my flesh, especially with the music stuff, you know. So I kind of put down all my idols. I ain't no longer browsing on social media all day like I was. And I guess once the Most High kind of took that stronghold from me, starting to see all these celebrities starting to, you know, fall, and starting to see all the dirt and all the sin they doing behind the scenes, you know, all the stuff they be editing and edifying. But, yeah, it kind of, I don't know, it kind of humbly, you know, put me on my knees. And, I don't know, it's kind of like it was just loud and clear, you know, that, you know, this ain't the way to go.
All praises for the awakening.
All praises. Yeah, all praises to the Most High.
Oh, yeah, I can say, you know, when I got into the truth, it's almost like it hit me up like a ton of bricks. It was like, you know, I was out here, you know, abusing that sauce, that liquor in 2019. And then, you know, just start that voice, that Ruach, the Ruach HaKodesh, what they ignorantly call the Holy Spirit, said, read the Bible for yourself. Said it one time, spoke to my spirit. I started reading from Genesis to Revelation. I was up there 6 hours supernaturally, and it felt like it was like an hour or two. But my mind was blown because I was reading it for myself, because Pastor Porkchop, he lied to me. You know, the guy with the $1,000 suit on, the wingtips, and will a man rob God? That guy. Uh-huh. The guy that you're giving all your money to every Sunday. Worship of the sun.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, I think you know, it was pretty much a long journey. Most I was showing me different things, you know, showing me different videos, different documentaries that wasn't really mainstream, from like a Damn Shame. It was like 10 parts to them. Then I seen the Hidden Color series, 4 parts of them. And then I was stumbling on when I was watching. I used to watch a lot of, from the Hidden Colors, I started watching a lot of the conscious people. From the conscious people, I was seeing them battle against some Israelite brothers. And it's just like, I'm like, who's these people? Like, what are they talking about? Mm-hmm. What led me down the path, I ended up finding Watchmen, Yahoo and Devil Debarra. And I seen one of their video. Well, no, before I saw their videos, it led me to who I saw. What's the guy y'all be naming? What's his name? Yasharelem?
Yeah, Rochelum.
Yeah, I want to mess my name up. Then I saw his video. What really woke me up from his video, it led me to White It Out series from Watchmen, Yahoo, and Deborah. And it, from then, it was just sparking my interest. And then they led me to buying a Sefer. And then when I got the Sefer and 2020 hit, it was like Brother Reese said, it was just unstopped hours of me just reading and soaking up that word, getting that meat, understanding that, shoot, everything I've been learning from the church been lied or watered down. Like they weren't even telling you the whole truth. It was crazy.
Yeah, man. We all three of us, by the way, we also have something in common. Was going to that same Babylonian demonic hellbound church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. We all sat on the same row, going every Sunday, and was being lied to for years. And I don't know how they feel, but I know I just felt like I was gone. Even when I was nowhere near the, you know, I got in truth in end of 2019, but I'm like, I'm just going. I'm not, it was really no direction, no order. And then one day me and Darrell was talking on the phone. I remember distinctively, I was like, man, I asked him, I said, what you think about the church? He's like, it really ain't hitting on nothing. And then I was like, yeah, man, we start comparing notes. And that's when we stopped going. That probably started it. And then the videos after that.
Yep.
Coupled with that reading that book, Basic Instructions Before Leaving Earth, that all these Christians hate to read anyway. But I digress. Go ahead.
Yeah. Another, I forgot to mention another crazy thing. Going off of the music stuff, you know, you get exposed and, you know, want to try out, you know, certain things you shouldn't be condoning in, substances and, you know, dealing with exotic women and, you know, all that type of stuff you shouldn't be condoning in. So, yeah, you know, all that, even then tasting some of those sinful desires and pleasures, it wasn't satisfying. You know, I still knew at the end of the day that I was, you know, I was destined for more, you know, because it didn't satisfy me. You know, the heart never satisfied. And that wasn't pleasurable for me.
Them vices, we all got our vices. And we all know what, you know, vice that the devil throw in front of us men, especially Hebrew men, is women and alcohol.
Like I said, that'd be the hardest thing to shake, especially when it comes to you. A lot of times you got to be man enough, or should I say have enough of that Ruach in you to turn it down, because without it, you will fall off.
You ain't built that spirit man up, but you going to fall like crazy if you ain't reading that book and in that Ruach.
Yeah,
this world is, it's a rap, man. It's just like every day is something.
But yeah, man. So I mean, I know it's been a journey for all of us. You know, I know, you know, bro, you just coming into it. You know, it's, you know, everything ain't gonna fall off at one time. You know, some things take time to fall off. As long as you keep on, you know, feeding on that word. Just like, you know, Reese probably can count to it. Some things we come right off, some things we gotta work and fight off.
Oh yeah. That's all day. You can't beat yourself. That's what I was doing when I first, you know, first couple years, like, dang, I blah blah blah. You gotta stay in that word, stay in prayer, and then you gotta just old fashioned deny your flesh. That's what the book said. You gotta deny your flesh. You gotta make the conscious effort. First of all, you gotta wanna stop yourself. Second of all, you gotta make the conscious effort. Keon say with the scrolling of the social media, I'm using that as an example. You know, you might be doing, don't even pick the phone up. Think of something else to do. Exercise or do something else. Whatever your weakness is.
Yeah, I'll post on my story and delete the apps, but you know, 12 hours later, might be re-downloading it.
Just so man, you know. Hey, it's a marathon. It ain't a race.
Hey, so I had to I don't even know if y'all know you can do this. Like even for myself, like I went in the iPhone and you can turn it on. I forgot. It's like you can block explicit content. You can do it like, you know, for kids, but you can do it to your own phone. So like me, I can't even search up no porn. It automatically stop it.
I didn't know that.
Like I said, sometimes you might need an extra two, because then, you know, when that happens, it makes you kind of think like, yeah, you shouldn't be doing it, instead of you being an autopilot. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah, body is sinful. Body, hey, the spirit is willing, the flesh is weak. We know that. That's why I asked Mosai to make me weak. I mean, make me strong where I'm weak at. And they say, like I say, greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. We got we got the high priest and the Most High on our side. So this stuff ain't nothing. Like you say, I heard somebody say on Facebook say, you know, I've been in there 5 years and I'm just, you know, I'm still a babe. And I'm like, dang, that's about the time I've been in it. And I kind of figured, I was like, yeah, he right. Because when you start taking a real inventory of your day to day and what you do, you know, they should see you coming far as, you know, any one of us. They should see us coming because they know we looking different. One lady told me in the post office, she's like, when you, because I had quit and I came back. She said, when you came back, you had a light around you. And I was like, wow. Just myself, I'm like, man, it's the, man, it's real.
Oh, yeah.
It's real. I mean, like you say, we made in his image. Mm-hmm. We made in his image, so that means we can tap in his power. So, hey, we can tap into that type of power and type of strength and boldness that the Most High have when we faced in it. And I, you know, going into 2025, everybody know what they got to clean up. You just got to straight up deny. Just don't even, you know, don't even go that way.
Yeah, like, you know, like this year, I'm trying to get more and more better at celebrating the holy days. Like, I mean, I celebrate them now, but I want to get even more on point with it, even with the prayers, everything that's being more on point. So that's the one thing I got to work on. Like, it was easy dropping, you know, the Babylonian hella days. It was easy for that. But,
oh, that was easy.
But to get, you know, still learning. Like, I know when to do the stuff, but I still gotta, you know, for real, get on top of it.
Yeah, me too. I mean, that's why I was like telling you that one day, like, man, whatever y'all do, contribute, because I want to participate, you know, like you did Passover a couple years. That was nice, really nice at your house, Darrell.
Oh, yeah.
That was really nice. But we got to get to it. We're going to get to that. And my thing is, I want to get out these conversations, because most of these people you work around are straight Babylon. I try to drive to my lane and my high low. And as soon as I get ready to talk to somebody about Christ, or get the mention of Christ in any type of, here come all, I'd be sitting there chilling. It'd be hours then pass. I'd be scrolling on my phone. Next thing you know, soon somebody come over or I talk to somebody, start mentioning Christ. Nigga, like I-96 freeway on that mode. Everybody.
The crazy thing, when I be cutting hair, I be cutting so many different people, you know, and they was asking me the same question. How was your Christmas, or what you doing for Christmas? You telling the same thing. I don't celebrate holidays no more. And 8 times out of 10, let's say, they don't even ask you why. I had a couple of them, you know, that didn't really ask me, but I was just throwing it in their ear just to kind of see what they say. And then they be like, oh well, yeah, you know, they know, but it's like I want to follow what everybody else do, I guess.
Yeah, that's crazy. You mentioned
following the rest of the crowd.
Yeah, that's their lemmings. That's all they know is what they've been indoctrinated and programmed into. That's crazy you said that. Now, what I got, what you just said, they'd be like, I'd be like, I don't celebrate. Oh, you a Muslim or something? Man,
I ain't even got that. I'm shocked. I've been waiting to hear that. I've been thinking I'm going to hear that. I ain't even heard that.
and I tell people, you know, people I know at work, they know what time it is. Coming out with the fringes, I only talk to a select few people, and this lady a Christian. And I gave I got her number because she gave me something that got to do with the job. And then she just keep on texting me on these satanic holidays, Christmas and New Year's. I told her before on Thanksgiving. I told her, I said, I text back, hey, I don't celebrate none of them holidays. Oh, she got a reply. Oh, well, you know, it ain't just because of that. It's because of blah, blah, blah. Okay. Then you text, hey, I didn't reply nothing. You'll stop texting me when I don't reply. Nothing.
It was the same thing for that, too. Yeah. What would you do for Thanksgiving? Would you with your family?
Nah. My family, you know. I don't celebrate it, but I watched one of the football games, didn't like it, went to sleep.
And that's it. It's like almost
read
like
the word.
It's like something wrong with you when you don't celebrate. It's mm-hmm. like that's all in our little group chat with my supervisors and the other high low drivers, everybody, you and yours, and wishing you and yours, and blah blah. They come and still, this 5-6 years in, you still texting. Oh, happy new year, love you, balloons and stuff, everybody. Okay, love you. You ain't gonna stop. You like Puffy, can't stop, won't stop.
Hey, I will say this is the first year I get nothing. It's the first year I can say.
No, wait, no. I'll take that back. Yeah, I'll take that back. I got one from our cousin. Just heard, though.
You're right.
Which was weird. Just heard, though.
Yeah, you're right. I did get one from them. But that was for the first time I didn't get nothing from our mother's side.
They ain't give you nothing.
Yeah, it's the first time they ain't send me nothing. Probably after I went off on things.
Yoga fire. Yoga flame. You went over that straight Street Fighter.
It is what it is.
But we in the tear season, the sixes and sevens. We sevens trying to keep our status. The rest of the world is sixes. It's at the point where, and like you had said something, Keanu, a while ago, I think I was texting, or we was texting back and forth. So Pete, that's why they can't hear you. They can't hear you because they're not chosen.
Yeah.
You can highlight, you can mush the Bible on their forehead and everything, and they still won't get it.
The rock man, that's what's stirring up in my spirit real heavy. Yeah, that's exactly what you just said.
Yeah. Then you know what? He give you that, hey, what, like I tell you in the book, don't worry about what you're going to say. Basically, the Ruach HaKodesh is going to give you what to say, and that's what happened to me, and I know it happened to Darrell too, but you get to talking to them, but then when that lion mixed with that Ruach, man, they can't, then that's when they start getting mad. That's what they did when Yeshua was walking the earth. They got mad because he started kicking that truth.
Mm-hmm. So after I finished that video yesterday, the satanic attack one, that was like 3 hours.
You talking about GOCC? You talking about GOCC? Hello?
What, say it again?
He said he watched the video 3 hours long. It had to be that GOCC.
Yeah, he's watching the elder. They notorious for the 3 hours.
Movie length quality.
So after I watched that though, because before I got back into truth, figure out, since I'm younger, why the attack on men and women is so heavy, And then I feel like the Most High revealed to me yesterday, because it's this crazy little YouTube show, Pop the Balloon, whatever. It be Christians on there. It be going on there, and it ain't no Hebrew Israelites went on there. All praises, but it be Christians on there, and then trying to look for love, in Babylon. But
yeah, I seen a little.
I seen it too.
they was tearing the sister down on there. It was just crazy because, the dudes that asked them, they got a relationship with God, and most of the chicks be popping right off the rip, nowadays. You might get a few on there that'll say, they're looking for a godly man, this and the third. But I just thought it was interesting that in the comments they be, just tearing up the whole having a relationship with God and the sort in general. Like, that's how wicked it is out here now.
Yeah. But the crazy part is I seen one episode where the dude he was talking to the one girl, and the girl was like, well, I had to put, the lady was like, why you pop? The host was like, why you pop? She said, well, he said he needed a godly woman. Godly by what standards? By Christianity standards?
Right.
Where you don't have to do any work. You just say, I believe, and oh, I'm sorry. And I'm going to get raptured up out of here. So what does that mean? That's been on my mind. What does that mean? You keep talking about, you mean somebody that go to church. That's what you mean.
Right.
You ain't talking about nobody that's in the spirit and really trying to do the work out here, because you ain't even ready for that. You ain't even ready for nobody to go to church every Sunday. I know you ain't ready for no Israelite.
Right. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of the chicks got mad because the dude say, he said he wake up and pray. Well, she was waiting to see if he said he read his Bible. He ain't say he read his Bible, so
she popped him.
Oh yeah, yeah, she popped you. Like, you don't read? Oh, okay. I need somebody that actually read the Bible too every day. But like you say, if you only read scripts and certain things, you know, from what the pastor giving you in Sunday school, you know, out of context.
Sunday school. What? Out of context. There you go, right there. How in the world will a man rob God? What are you talking about?
Yeah, yeah. So how you gonna perceive anything if it's all mixed around?
They have you depending on that guy, man. Mm-hmm. Like I said in the previous podcast, I'm gonna say it again. They have been given. This is what they go to the Jesuits. They go to Esau. Who got the Bible? Who told you it was cool to go to college, Bible college? Who told you that? You go to Bible college, and who owned the Bible college? Esau. So you still begging him. This is his whole infrastructure. So you going to him, okay, we going to give you the bag, give you the church. You're a 501c3 church, which meaning you can't talk about, you know, the other side and the politics, and we're going. You can't tell them that they're from that they are Israelites. You can't tell them the truth. So we'll give you this bag and give you this church as long as you keep them deceived. That's why everybody's still in neutral. That's why you still can have people there 20 and 30 years, and still doing the same thing. Or they youth pastor and all that, and they moved up. It's a hierarchy in the church.
You know what had me tripping the other night is I was thinking, because, you know, we did, you said we wasn't members of the church, and they had them stupid New Year's Eve services. But what blow my mind as I got into the truth, why we celebrating New Year's? I mean, I know you said, yeah, you're right, they under Esau, the college. But even if you read the word for yourself, which maybe the pastors ain't read the whole Bible for theyself, you know that at the... if that ain't the beginning of the year, why are we celebrating?
Well, I got a better one for you. Why everyone in church we went to, they gave this prediction for the year, and it'll never come true. How about that?
This is the year of testimony. This is the year of breakthrough.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Yeah, hey. Get right or get left. Get out of these satanic Babylonian. I'm gonna say it every time I get it, so somebody can wake up. How in the world is this the church of the? First of all, we the church. We the bride that the Most High coming back for.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, so how can this be the house of God when you got Tammuz cross plastered outside of most of them? Y'all celebrate all other pagan holidays.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all teaching on Sunday, which is the worship of the sun. That's why you all these little pictures of the Esau, pictures of JC. He got a sun on the back of his head. And y'all doing that church did what? They did them all. Had a dance on Valentine's Day. Basically trying to hook people up, and you're giving out turkeys on Thanksgiving. And what do you say every Christmas? Jesus is the reason for the season.
But what do you say? Hey, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. You have made the word of God of no effect through your traditions of men. That's a different script. So traditions of men is what? It's simple. Traditions of men is what they doing.
Yep.
And we don't you can't make it what you want to make it. Well, it's for the kids. You go, picture yourself telling at the right hand throne of judgment, which y'all ignorantly call the rapture, when everybody gonna get caught up.
Mm-hmm.
Picture yourself telling the Most High these excuses. It's for family. It's for the kids. Well, we don't do it, but we don't do it like that. We do it like this. Guess what? You're still doing it on a day. They harvesting your energy.
Mm-hmm.
If the
I seen a crazy video of my bad. Somebody said, "What if we celebrate both?" Like you said, "What if I celebrate the holy days and the?"
Wow!
I couldn't believe that.
Hey, you cannot. Yeah, you can't serve Yah and Mammon. Either you gonna love one or hate the other. Praise for the remembrance. For the remembrance of scripture, ain't no way. You can't do both. That's man. I don't get it, man. It's comical at this point because you got all these mediums, all this social media telling you if you don't have enough discipline or you can't sit down and watch a 30-minute, hour, 2-hour video, have made them make TikTok. You got a minute to watch a video and watch that truth and then research it for yourself. But no, you don't want to do that because you love sugar gospel. You like to set it and forget it. You like to sit your behind in there, cry, faint, and then go back outside and turn on Sexy Red. What is that?
And walk it out.
Yeah. And then you turn on Walk It Out, and everybody's walking it out, lad. 2023 going to 2024, and they side with the world.
Yeah,
I think you said it. Well, you did say it last podcast, Darrell. We about to start putting that fire. Naming names and putting on that fire. That's what y'all deserve, and that's what y'all gonna get. It's the lake. They all gonna get the lake if they don't repent. Oh, you can't judge. No, we can judge righteously, and we can judge if we're not doing the same thing as them. If you read your book,
I'm gonna read 1 Corinthians 6:2.
That's what it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just be a member.
I'm staring at it right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, come on, man. Oh yeah. It's so judgmental. You can't, and then just believe. Now you just getting in that truth. Now you know. It's about to be like Maxwell, Nick. I always feel like somebody's watching me. They're gonna be watching. Are you doing this? Or you can't be if you're doing X, Y, Z. That's why
I've been getting that every day. So what do you do, my coworkers? What do you be doing? I ain't gonna lie, I'll be like, all I do at home is to read and documentary. My life probably real boring to you.
Yeah,
it ain't boring to me, but it's probably boring to you. You know,
yeah, I'm tired, man. All that Sexy Red and all that. I just never have. I mean, it was Babylonian when I was coming up. All the Tupac. You got people still talking about Tupac. Like he's some type. That's they idols, man. Somebody put on my Facebook timeline, and this nigga 53 years old. He my goat. What? He your goat. He asked me, too. He was like, asked me in person. He was like, you don't listen to Tupac? I'm looking at him. And you know, you already know I was one of the biggest Pac fans. I knew, had everything, knew the lyrics. But guess what? At that time, he was my guy. Whatever you do in place of the Most High Yah is your guy. Your advice, your entertainer, your whatever. Anything could be an idol.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it is true.
It's good you said that because we were just talking about the church. The church is a lot of the lost tribes idol at this point.
Oh yeah, yeah.
You talking about both of them. You sound like you talking about both of them. you talking about the Israelite church and the JC church, and that's true.
Yeah.
That is true. Mm-hmm. But like I say, they traded the 3-piece suit and the gaiters for fringes and a necklace. That's exactly what they did. It's the same format. That's why I was like, no, I'm straight. I learned more on my own. I mean, not on my own, through the Ruach.
What days were they doing it? was they meeting up on.
Oh, they was teaching. They teach on Saturday, but you know, you come in there, everybody got fringes on and dreads and beards and all that. But that don't mean nothing.
No, I don't mean nothing. That's
because everybody, like I say, everybody was related, and then it was like, you know, for me, it had already been like 3 years, three or four. No, it was last year, so it had been about 4 years already. So, but you know. Just because you talk long don't mean you talking about something. you can't hold my interest. I'm being in there asleep. You can't hold my interest. You throwing script after script after script, but it's not. You're not a good teacher. I don't care how long you've been in the truth. You got to be able to hold interest and be able to link the information together. You know, I was past all that, and then like. Darrell kept saying, he was like, yeah, Ruach ain't called, Most High ain't called me for that because, you know, caught. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and see what they talking about. And I went about 3-4 times. I brought him up there, and then I'm going to let you tell that story when I brought you up there.
Ruach never told me like join no camp or none of that. Just basically, you know, feed off the word, and you know, Ruach teach me. But yeah, man, like I always felt so. Just he go bring me the people I supposed to be around, man. That's how I always felt. Mm-hmm. Like people go come into the truth. Like if I tell them or they come on new, and then we just go gravitate together through the power of the Ruach. And I was like, that's eventually how, you know, you celebrate these feast days. Eventually, you know, they go grow with people who really want to do it. But yeah, he took me up to the little we call a Baptist Hebrews. They act like a old school Baptist church, but you know, trying to teach you the Hebrew way. And they just want to be there from sun up to sundown. Mm. All day long. Mm. Fried chicken in the back all day, you know.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I figure over time, hopefully, you know, hopefully they get better, but who knows? Who
knows? Right. I mean, you know, they know, you know, it is. It was what it was. It wasn't for me, so, you know, just move on or whatever. But yeah, once you start getting that word in you and what the Most High and the Ruach has got for you, can't nobody take that away from you. You know, people can say, oh, what you doing that for? This is wrong and that is wrong. They want to try to critique how you do it or what you, because they want you to study or read what they've been reading. I'm just using that as an example. That's how they do it. And then they get mad if you're not doing, or you're totally wrong if you haven't, you know, you haven't read this yet, or you're listening to so-and-so and so, or I used to listen to so-and-so. I done graduated from that. Now I'm doing A, B, C, and D. That's why it's best to just learn through the Ruach and learn what's for you. And it's been working fine for me and Darrell. Like, it's about to work for you because we already gave you the sauce.
Because like I said, I learned about all the science stuff first. The Ruach sent me, you know, to the flat earth stuff about the constellations. I learned about all that stuff. Like I said, everybody had their own path. Like Reese had his own path, our own path that the Most High take us through.
Yep, your own path and your own spiritual gift that you had, the gift of discernment, the gift of teaching, whatever it is that he, that's what make us individuals. He made us so he know what we would be good at. Mm-hmm. Glad we got you in today, Keon, because we gotta go in 2025. We gotta get stronger, bolder, moving forward in our faith, and just doing more for the Most High and the Kingdom. Can't say stagnant. That's what we did when we was in churchianity, worshiping JC.
No, mm-hmm.
For real.
Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Shalom.
Halal Yah.